In our warning process, we should be aiming toward making scientifically supported decisions. The most supported decisions are the ones that are best supported by training, guidelines, directives, and the state of the science, and they are done in the best interest of the public. Scientifically supported decisions are supported by the environment of the storm, its radar characteristics, and observations of it, whether they are humans, cameras, or remote sensed. These decisions hold up even if the event doesn't work out exactly like you thought it would. I'll give a personal story here. I was working as the warning meteorologist on a supercell that was heading from southwest to northeast and had our biggest metro area in its path. It was in an environment that supported tornadoes, had radar indicators that it could produce a tornado, and had a history of producing observed tornadoes. Of course, I issued a tornado warning for the metro area. Now, it turns out that the storm cycled over the metro and did not produce a tornado anywhere in the warning polygon over the metro. It produced again just on the northeast side of the metro. Did the warning verify? No. Was it scientifically supported? Absolutely.